Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment. It is our interview segment. The date today is the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 9th of September 2024. We welcome our Honourable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with the topic, three announcements, all three are very important. Number one, Alhamdulillah, I know many people from South Africa, other countries are in contact with us, and they're going to Aqsa al-Mubarak and what happened now in this past few days or hours, whatever, and all the borders, land borders into occupied Palestine, Israel, are closed from Jordan side. So all of you who are supposed to be leaving now, today, this week, and so forth, just check with your agents, travel agents, that what alternatives have you made? I mean, if you got 3, 6 days, 5 days, day in Al-Aqsa and Palestine and so forth, and now if the border is closed, then what happens to you? Because then how are you going to enter? The only way, the way I can understand, you will enter by plane. And that is, you'll have to take a flight from Amman to Tel Aviv. Now, I mean, all this is expensive business, you know. So my advice to all the esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we're encouraging every Muslim who has the means and can go to Palestine should go. But now they have sealed and closed all the land entrances and borders into Palestine and into, you know, occupied Palestine, what they call Israel. So, I mean, that will be a huge challenge for you. You can't be going there and spending 6, 7 days in Jordan. I mean, that's a waste of time, you know. So, you should just rethink what you want to do and speak to your travel agent and look at some viable options and so forth. So, either you postpone your trip or either you go by plane or see what you can do, inshallah. So, that's one. Then second one is this very important, I don't know if you all carried it in the news or not, I sent it to you, Imam Zahid, that remember in India, you know, Muslims ruled India for 700 years, and we should know our history also, what great contribution they made and so forth, and they were millionaires and very influential rich people. And many of them gave thousands and thousands of dollars and pounds and rupees and what have you, and donated, you know, waqf land for a masjid madrasa, for a mosque, or a seminary, darulum, and so forth, qabristan, graveyard, cemeteries. So now there's a bill there sitting by the Indian parliament, and now it's just a few days. If we Muslims don't wake up and we don't challenge it, meaning we bring about some realization globally, internationally, and so forth, these Hindus, what they'll do, mushrikeen, they were arch enemy, Quran says so. So they will pass it and then they will start taking the land which our forefathers gave as waqf. Because their whole aim is that how Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime, wants Israel must be a Jewish state. Everybody else is second, third, fourth class. And you see that there's India under BJP and Modi and RSS. It's got the same mentality, Hindutva. And that is, it must be a Hindu state. Everybody else is second, third, fourth class. Even in the weekend, there was a big problem in Manipur with the Christians and so forth and so on. So you have the Sikhs, you have the Christians, and more so the Muslims, because our population is so big there. Remember that, over 200, 220 million. So it's like one of the biggest Muslim countries if you look at it. But now because you got 1 billion population there, so therefore they become a minority, you see. So this is a huge, huge concern. We must conscientize our people and tell them, even in the news, we must carry it in all the news, you know, items and so forth, the news flash and so forth. So that's two. And three, we salute our brother Brother Mahir Al-Jazi, mashallah, Al-Huwaiti. So I sent out the whole article, mashallah. So he sent a poem he sent just before he passed away and before he became martyred, you understood, by the Israelis. He said, they don't wait for them to come burn your one room. They'll burn your whole house. Don't leave them. These are dogs we are dealing with. They will tear you apart and so forth. So well done. He was a soldier. 3 bullets straight to the head. He sent away 3 jutlas haramis straight to hell. They're being roasted and toasted in hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're very proud of him. We have no sympathy, empathy for the jutlas. And if you have to just look at the scenes, I was looking for something else on Twitter and I just saw somebody send them. There, what celebrations are going on right inside the capital Amman? We've been there 5 times, 6 times, can't remember. So we know exactly what they're talking of. And the whole of, you must remember, because Urdun, Jordan, is half of them are Palestinians originally. So they're celebrating and all that. What a great accomplishment. Remember that. And best part to go through, if you know, we know we've been through there many times. So that you have to go through the Jordanian security and you have to go through the Israeli security and no one detected the pistol or revolver, whatever he had. Imagine that. Allah Ta'ala system, you see. He knew he's going and he'll be martyrdom, but let me, before I go, let me take out as many jutlas as possible. MashaAllah, he did that, so that's very, very good. So that is what we should know. Okay, these were the 3 announcements I wanted to make. Very, very important. And we should make shukr salat. Every day we hear a jutla has been killed, dispatched to Jahannam there in Israel or surroundings and so forth. Make shukr lillahi ta'ala. Remember that. I just heard an interview of Yahya Sinwar and he told the journalists, we will never ever raise the white flag. We will never ever surrender. You can do what you want to. We're going to fight right till the end and see how the status quo is changing. I mean, in the Venice Film Festival, we got nothing to do with films and all these things here. It's haram, we say. But Jewish actors, actresses, producers, and others there, whatever religion they follow, one by one, they're coming, dedicating their award, reward, whatever they're getting there to Palestine, the people and children of Palestine. It's unheard of, you must remember, 10, 20, 40 years ago. But Allah controls the whole universe, you must remember that, and the hearts of people. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So visitors coming to South Africa. So we got 4 or 5 different categories of people coming. You will understand just now why I chose this topic just now. One are those people who come for collection. You understand? Every day you will find a new collector, you understand? You go here to our Jami Masjid, that's like the headquarters, you know. So every week, every day you will say, I remember there was one old man, Ghulam Jada, Rahimahullah, he passed away. So he used to get on well, but may Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. He said, Naya steamer avelu. You understand? Naya steamer avelu. You understood? A new ship has come. You understand? So I said, Kem kabar? He said, Joe, I naya. The new guys came to collect money. You understood? So naya steamer, like, you understand? The new ship came with the new collectors, you see. So he used to use all words like that and all. So we must be very, very careful of these collectors and so forth, whether it's from India, Pakistan, or the Arab countries, or African countries, wherever. Because I can tell you this much, more than half of them are not bona fide. You see, the sad part today is what? Islam is being used for self-enrichment. It's no more yu'minuna bil ghaib, it's yu'minuna bil jayb business. Today with internet, that man doesn't have a madrasa, no masjid, darulum, nothing. But via the internet, he can cook things up and really convince people, remember that. Therefore, we must not be gullible. You know, South Africans, we just gullible. Say, Abu Harukam, he's doing very good work. And you must have your people there to go and see how many people are collecting today for Palestine. Half the money, I can tell you, easily are being pocketed. You know, so people are using the money, 5%, 10% maybe reach there. The rest goes in their pocket. And then that organization collecting also. So we need to be extremely careful and so forth. One, that's finished now, right? Two, I know I'm live on air, so I have to be very careful what I say. But we have documentary evidence of when Tariq Jamil came here to South Africa the first time. And we sent it out, you must remember that. Who were the hosts? Who were the people who invited him? The Jamiat here in Fordsburg. Mona Abbas Ali Jinnah, his name is there, and his stamp of signature is there. Zahir Raghi, his stamp is there, or signature is there. He's there, black and white. So nobody can deny that. So inviting people like Tariq Jamil and them to South Africa, the first question we must ask, is it permissible or is not permissible? We say absolutely haram, is not permissible. The man comes with a hidden agenda and says the Shias and Sunnis must unite. Unite on what, Tariq Jamil? I'm asking you, unite on what? Their Quran is different. They say 17,000 verses, you must remember. So Kulaini wrote in Usul al-Kafi. Ahadith Mubarakah, they reject 99% because they say the Sahaba majority are murtad, Allah forbid. So when it comes to fiqh, they have their total, complete different fiqh. So I have the book there, Al-Fiqh al-Madhaib al-Khamsa. Who are the murderers and my people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala? We translated the whole book. You understood? So specifically a guy like Tariq Jamil. So now in this weekend, this past 3-4 days, I have nowadays we're busy with intelligence guys, you know. We also got our own chamchas, you understood? So Hazrat Mufti Sahib told a nice story the other day. He said, ek aadmi aaya kisi ke paas bhai, tumhara kya naam hai? To kaha, mera naam to chamcha hai. So he said, mera naam chamcha hai. He said, aapka pesha kya hai? But what is your job? He said, mera kaam to ye hai, tumhare naam ko main itna charcha karunga puri dunya mein. Naam chamcha hai aur charcha karunga. So that is intelligence, you see. So you must be very careful from where you get your news also. You can't just get from every harkas wa nakas in Urdu, you say. Kullu man habba wa dabba in Arabic, you say. Every Tom, Dick and Harry and every Tom, Dick and Mary, we have to verify. So now the story goes that this is verified now. So you must remember this. Now the Maulvis, you know which Maulvis, right? They ashamed, they disgraced of what happened, you must remember, in the past and so forth. So now they want to use 1-2 Pakistani guys who are rich guys. So they will be in the background. You say, no, humne to daawat nahi di. So now the Pakistani guys will invite Tariq Jamil here to South Africa, and he will come spread his jarasim and germs here and so forth. I'm asking, is right all these things here? To call such type of people. You know there. You know the Tabligh Jamaat, after how many years and there, they expelled him. He's no more allowed in drive-in. We said in those days they shouldn't allow him in drive-in. But anyway, better late than never. So he's kicked out from there. He can't go. But the damage has been done, whether we like it or not. That's the truth. So he must have. Now imagine he comes here again. MashaAllah, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib wrote how many books and articles, I made so much noise. Then afterwards, about 27 ulama and so forth signed the document. And 27 ulama, I think. So that signed the document. 27, huh? Yeah. Signed the document. That was afterwards. But initially, we were making the noise and so forth and so on and so forth. But alhamdulillah, at least the 27 also signed it and all that. Now, when a person is like this, I'm asking you, so how can you, this thing, you must remember, promote such people that who are promoting Shia Azam? He will tell you, you mustn't say Hazrat Ali, you mustn't say Sayyidina Ali, you must say Mawla Ali. Show me one Sahabi called Sayyidina Ali, Mawla Ali. So you came now after 14, 15 centuries and now you want to change everything and all this type of thing. See, this is what you call the Jarasim. They see the germs of the Shia. Shia are pakka kufar, remember that. They are the ones who handed over Ismail Haniya and they told the Jutlas exactly where he is and so forth. What they did to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So how can we be inviting such people? You know, it's a shame and disgrace. But anyway, if he comes, we'll start our war again. We make no mistake. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any Jamaat, any politician, any government. That is our stance. We must stand for the truth And people like don't like it, their business, remember. We're not here to curry favor and bootleg people and so forth. Now, let me tell you what happened. None of you will know, right? Because this weekend, you'll all on leave. Yes, I'm sitting here quietly. So one brother phones me, Ashraf. Understood. He said that a big delegation came from Bombay. And they want to meet you. So this is now Saturday. So I said, yes, Saturday is my resting day. Like, you know, I finish my programs and I'm free a little bit. I sleep most of the time or I rest and what have you. Or go shopping or something like that. So I told them, come 12, quarter past 12, it's fine. So they came and all that. I showed them the studio a little bit. So I think there were eight or nine with Ashraf and that. Four of them, I think, were Mehmans. So the numbers might be a little bit zigzag, understood? But anyway, say 50-50. So we were speaking this, that. So I asked them for what you all came. They said we came for Istima in Durban. So I understood what they meant. They meant Camperdown, but they just forget Camperdown. Somebody told him Durban, so Durban. It's near Durban, so Durban. So I said, oh, Bodacha, and these type of things and all. So I asked, how's the work going on there in Bombay and all that? They said, Alhamdulillah. I said, government? They said, no problem. Now, one, two of the workers are very senior. The leader, the Amir Saab, they call Altaf Bhai. He knows Urdu and English. He speaks very well also, I see. And, you know, and all that. Say, hame to Ahmedabad ka hu asal mein. He say, I'm from Ahmedabad, you see, originally. And all these things here and all this. So I said, very good. And all mujhe to koi lena dena to nahi. I told them, you understand. So I just asked them a few questions. Then I asked them, what's happening there in the markas? So this is ajeeb things he told me. And he told me that you must come. So I just laughed. I say, if I come, they lock me up straight. Every day we speak against India, Modi, and we speak against the Jutlas and all of them. So I just had a good laugh. So I told him, no, I've been to Markaz Raivind also. I've been to Markaz Nizamuddin also. But all that is long in the history. Now I don't come to these countries and all that because we speak against them openly. And today if you criticize them, you know you're putting your life in danger and all that. But we have to speak the truth. He said 2-3 things has happened. That's what he told me. And I mean, I think I believe them. They want one benefit, they got of lying. He said the amount of ulama coming there to the Markaz, Nizamuddin, they say you wouldn't believe. Say 1,000 ulama per year come there from different countries. And they all go out one year, two years in the path of Allah. So I said, Mubalagha, you don't make it Mubalagha. I said, no, Mubalagha is, you know, exaggerating. He said, come see, you understood? Then another thing he said, which I was really amazed, you know. That's why I said that, I mean, I gave them a good time. They took all my particulars. They were very happy, you understood? We went for Salah together here to the Khanka and all that. What 1 hour? I gave them 1.5 hour then afterwards. So all they said, the Mastura Jamaat. Now understand, Masturat Jamaat in Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas time, there was no Masturat Jamaat. You know Masturat Jamaat, sure. Right? That the woman go 40 days with their husband or with their bahram and father, brother, all this and all. See, I'm telling you something more, Zahid, as you don't know, but you know once I took you or twice I took you. Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq, they say, is my ustad, right? And that our ustad. So one day we were discussing, so he told me, see, I'm giving you advice. He told me personally, you must never have all those women's programs. And this was about a year ago, stood 1 year or maybe 1.5 year. You mustn't have all those women's lectures and all these things. Yeah. They want to listen, they can listen on the radio. Stood and this type of thing. From that day onwards, I stopped it. Now I went to Saka. They begged me, I said, no. Wherever I go, they tell me, you understood? I said, no. So now, bring that to the ladies, the Mastura Jamaat. So there's ikhtilaf amongst ulama, Desai and them say, not permissible, you understood? But you get other ulama who say it's permissible. The same question came to Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Muhammad Siyul, Hazrat Sheikh, Sheikh Al-Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Nawar Allah Marqadu. He said, it's been ikhtilaf in ulama ki, you understood? And this type of things. If you read all the letters Sheikh used to receive and the replies and so forth. So khair, you must remember, so we'll say fatwa is permissible, taqwa is better to abstain and what like that. You know, if you want to reconcile it, you know, tawfiq, tadbiq you have to make. So easy way will be that and this type of things. So they wasn't there. Then in other Mawlana Yusuf Sahib and then Hazraji Mawlana Namul Hasan Sahib Rahimahullah, mashallah, they did all did. I always say the Tabligh Jamaat, the best work in the world they did, you understand, in the past 100 years Islamically. Nobody, as a person got jaundiced eyes, that's his fault. You show him a red apple, he say yellow. Now whose fault is that now? So I traveled so many countries, we saw with our own eyes, barakat of Tabligh Jamaat and so forth. So anyway, so he said that now the amount of Mastura Jamaat going out from various parts, India and other countries, they come there and they send them here and there. He said, even we can't understand how far the work is gone now. Another thing he told me which made me very happy, he said that now Nizamuddin have decided that every town, city, village, whatever, you know, India, oh, I told you 220, 230 million Muslims there are. So 200 plus million, right? So now if you take South Africa, you understand, we're not even 1 million properly, you understood? Now we include everybody and all that. We don't know who's who in the zoo, but jello 1 million, you understood? All the 2 million, so it's all exaggeration. So the point here is this, how many maktabs we got? How many madrasas we got? Half the maktabs we closed because of the Islamic school. What a travesty of justice. So there they said that her basti mein maktab hona chahiye. It's a big thing that, you know. That is our grounding, you must remember that. You can take it from me. No Muslim school, Islamic school, call whatever you want to, can replace a maktab, remember that. See, easy example I give you. You understood? Until today is my habit, you know. Even here at Sufi Masjid, they know. I get very upset when I see people doing the opposite way. Till now, when I read Quran, there Asr to Maghrib, you know. So what happens? That I hold the Quran Sharif in my right hand and I put it here right by my heart, by my chest. From young age, from Maktab we were taught, then Hafiz and so forth. You see guys, they have the Quran Sharif in the left hand. Or they hold it like this, like how you hold a newspaper. You know what I mean? Yeah, down, like you're just getting. I say, bhai, this is Kalamullah. Have some respect, you know. Oh, they put the Quran Sharif upside down. Then Darum also, I will get very upset. The students know, this guy is going to get very upset. How can you put the Quran upside down and you're studying tafsir? You take tafsir, Jalalain, put upside down. What tafsir will go in your brains then? You show so much disrespect to it and so forth and so on. So we had to give me a good report in this. Not only that, they said, Panch or Jamaat are in India, sir. So whether we like or don't like, that's your business, bye. But that Ijtima in Kempe Town will continue. You must remember, I told them straight, I'm not coming for the Ijtima. So they said, Dua to Kalle. I said, Dua to Hapsab Kalle. You understood? So I said, may I make Dua for all the Ijtimas? You understood? So they said, well, I'm not coming. And I told them, I won't be there. So we got too much other job and all these type of things. So then of that, they said that a lot of Jamaats are coming. Now one thing they told me, which I was again very shocked, he said, you see, that you, even them, I told them the same thing. I said, your people support this Nizamuddin. It's all that side there, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and all these type of things. So you all better go there, some of you all. You must remember, and then you can do much more work there. Yet, if you got hardly any support and so forth, they said, no, we know, and this and that. But anyway, I just gave them. And I told them that you must stick to the 6 points. Don't come speak about Nizamuddin and don't come speak of Mawlana Saad and don't come speak about this one and this one and this one. Just leave all that business. They agreed 100%. They say that we tell all the people the same thing. So I said, very good then if you're doing that. So they start. Then what happened was that they said that, okay, we went to Khanka to read Salat and all that. So there was a Jamaat also. So I was a student's Jamaat, you know. So I was reading namaz and all that. I look for them, I see how. Where these guys are going? There's all missing suddenly. So I asked them, why aap log kaha gaye? He said, no. Wo talaba piche the, to hum unke saath baat cheet kar rahe the. You understand? Hifz ke talaba the. I said, no, the Jamaat is sharp, you see. They already started their inquiries, what you doing, this, that, and all these kind of things and all that. The thing they told me, which I found very, very amazing, you know, they said that, yes, South Africa, the Ijtima will take place, Camper Down or whatever. Understood? So it is from Tahta Habasha. in Arabic terms, A, the countries that are lower than Ethiopia. You got it? So all those countries will have some people here. We like, we don't like, it's our business. I'm telling you what they told me. You understood? And this type of thing. And he said, from here, the kafila, whoever will come, I don't know. So from here, after 1 week, they'll go to Ethiopia. I already saw the invitation somebody sent to me. You understood? From there, they're going to go to, you know, the whole Africa, the upper region now, above Ethiopia and so forth. So they got their work cut out, you know. Malaysia and that, I think a couple of thousand people are coming, they say. Wallahu a'lam, whether they come, don't come, me, I don't know. On the lighter side, you know, yesterday, Mozaid, you know, I said they in the masjid. So that brothers from Malaysia, you know, all that things took place. So two of them came again. I said, you're back again here now. No, what happened? He said, no, Sheikh, we just came to thank you. So I said, what you mean? You came to thank me? I'm laughing all the time. He said, no, we brought one small parcel. You say, but they can't speak English, they can't speak Urdu, they can't speak Arabic. All broken, then I make, you know. Say, hadiya. So then they kiss my ass. Hey, me, I'm an ordinary person, I'm a sinner, and all these kind of things. What you're kissing my head? Go back, kiss the big sheikh's head, and all these type of things, and all that. So anyway, jo dil mein tha, humne baat kar li, you understood? So when we speak of visitors coming to South Africa, if people are coming for istima, alhamdulillah. And if they're coming for chanda, they're not alhamdulillah. We don't want you here, 90% of you. If you want to call Tariq Jamil, no, we're dead against all that. You want to call some other mixed-up characters? Nah, I believe from Bikarisab is coming from Egypt and this and all that. We're against all these things there. So you must remember that these people here, that we will give them the masjid, we will give them the mimbar. They don't have beard, they don't have this. They read Quran, we don't say no. But how we can promote all this? You see? So these are things we need to think about. But you see, once we start promoting these things, then there's no stop to it also. Must be very careful with these things. Anyway, you know, Shuraim, I'm just making last sentence, then we finish. Sheikh Shuraim, when he used to give khutbah there in Makkah, many times, you know, we translate every week, you know. So he says in the ending, قُلْتُ مَا قُلْت إِنْ كَانَ صَوَابًا فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ خَطَاءً فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. We said what we wanted to say. If it is the truth, it's from Almighty Allah. If it's wrong, then it's me. My mistake, Allah forgive me. And it's from Shaitan and so forth. But I still believe that we must promote the truth, even if people are upset. That is our stance. And inshallah, that we must continue with. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan from us in the team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.